Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Teams of Honor phone call. We thank you so much for being on tonight. It is such an honor to have you on here because your life will change dramatically. If you want to see change in your life, if you want to see change in everything that you do, this is the call for you. Tonight is going to be powerful, jam-packed, and it means time for extensive note-taking. So, if you're ready for change, if you're ready for success, if you're ready to lead the next generation, if you're ready to lead your generation, this is a call for you. I am Spencer Russell. It's an honor to have you on here. It's an honor for me to introduce tonight's speaker. It is just an honor that I get to work with tonight's speaker. It's just so amazing about the things that we do here at Teams of Honor. We thank you so much for being on tonight, because without you, we wouldn't be where we are tonight. So we thank you very much for everything that you have done. We thank you for supporting us. We thank you for talking about us. We thank you for spreading the word. Thank you so much. Without you, we wouldn't be here.
Without you, I feel like in my side when I need to stay. I feel chasing with the breeze that blows my way. I feel building my kingdom just to watch it fade away. Let me without you. Let me without you. Let me without you. Stepping through the scene, there's you, and there's a very different me. Touched out, you had me at the lead, you had me at the lead today. And where would I be without you? Without you, I'd be back in my side when I need to stay. I'd be chasing every breeze that blows my way. I'd be building my kingdom just to watch it fade away. Let me without you. Let me without you. Let me without you.
Good evening, everyone. This is Alyssa Russell coming to you live from the Teens of Honor broadcast. Thank you so much for being on this call tonight. We are so thankful that you decided to join us. You could have been doing any other thing. You could have been any other place. But thank you so much for joining us tonight. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be here speaking with you. We love you all. And look, we just got back from an amazing weekend at First Steps to Success. And we are tired, really, because getting in at late, you know, flying in, coming back home, we're tired, you know, so we didn't have to do this call, but it's because our hearts really want to see you succeed, and we don't want to see you have to suffer because of other things. So we want to see you succeed, and that's why we're here tonight, despite getting back in from St. Louis First Steps to Success, despite being tired. We're still here meeting with you because we love you, we appreciate you, and we are so humbled to talk with you and meet with you every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central. So let's go ahead and jump right into tonight's call. Teens of Honor was started because Spencer and I were tired of seeing children dishonorable and disrespectful, rude and not showing manners. And we said, we don't want our manners to be so unheard of, and when people see us to say, oh my goodness, your manners are so outstanding. We said this should be the norm. This should be normal. And that's why Teens of Honor was started in April of 2012, to see you succeed, to see your children succeed, your grandchildren, and to see the next generation succeed beyond their wildest dreams. So I don't know about you, but all I know is tonight's speaker, Spencer Russell, is going to have a wealth of information to share with you tonight. I don't know about you, but all I know is if he is talking, you should be at home taking notes. Have your piece of paper and your pen handy. I don't know about you, but all I know is if I'm sitting here listening to him taking notes, then you should be at home listening to him and taking notes. Don't make any excuses. Don't say I can't find a piece of paper or a pen. Go right now. Find your paper, find your pen. Grab several pens. I have lots of pens and lots of pieces of paper. Listen to him. Listen to the words that he's going to share with you tonight. He doesn't have to be here, but he is. He took time out of his busy schedule to meet with us, to speak with all of you. And here is none other than Mr. Spencer Russell.
Well, thank you, Alyssa. It is just an honor for you to be my sister. I love you, and I'm just so thankful that God put you in my life to help me with Teens of Honor, because without you, I wouldn't be able to do or speak tonight. And for the listening audience out there, thank you for being on, because with you being on, it is just so exciting to be able to talk with you and just get heart to heart and just talk, because a lot of other people will not talk like how I'm going to talk with you tonight. They'll give you advice. They'll give you opinions, but they're not going to sit down face-to-face or sit down with you and talk. So make sure you're sitting down, but like I'm sitting down right now. Make sure you're taking notes, because what I'm going to say is something that really needs to change in our lives. Now, I know a lot of us complain. Complaining, we complain all day, every day. And so I was researching, and on a website, crucialhabits.com, they said that the average person complains between 15 and 30 times per day. And some of us are just addicted to complaining. Isn't that sad? Addicted to complaining? When did we hear people getting addicted to complaining? Now, we're mostly used to people getting addicted to drugs, people getting addicted to smoking, to video games, but to complaining? That's sad. Teens complain, adults complain, little children complain, seniors complain. It's just, we just say, oh, it's just an everyday thing. I mean, what's wrong with complaining? When really complaining, when you complain, it gives you a negative attitude towards life. It makes you think less of yourself and others. It ruins your health. It's not good. And a lot of people are just okay with complaining. They complain, oh, I don't like my boss. He's always bossing over me. He's always being mean. And then a lot of people complain about their children. Oh, my children don't listen to me. Oh, my children don't do this. Oh, my children don't do that. People complain about their spouses. Oh, my spouse is not helping me. Oh, my spouse is this. My spouse is that. And honestly, If complaining never works. When you complain, something bad always happens. And also, we also complain about things that we can't change. And don't say, well, I don't complain about things that I can't change. I only complain about things that I can change. Don't say that, because you know, you and I both know that's not true. Because when you complain about the weather, the weather's not going to change. If you complain, oh, it's raining, not fair. It's still going to rain. You can't stop it. When you complain about the news and politics, you can't change politics. And you and I both know that. So, what do we do? Like, well, Spencer, I can't stop complaining. If you don't think that you can't, you can. It is easy to stop complaining. A lot of today, you know, it's not. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to have a trained professional to teach you. No, you don't. Even I complain. I'm not saying that I'm holier than you. I don't complain. Alyssa and I both complain about things at certain times. But we have to get over it. You have to get over it. Oh, and I want you to write this down. When I complain, just put me complaining equals bad happening to me. Because when you complain about certain things, let's say you're complaining about school. Let's say, oh, I don't like my teacher. He is so mean. He's going to be even mean. It's going to seem even more meaner to you. So don't complain about things, because whenever you complain about, that thing is going to happen even more. Instead of complaining, speak positive, because positive is awesome. So, you have to make a choice. Speak negative, complain, bad happens to you. Don't speak negative, good happens to you. So it all depends on you. If you feel that complaining is going to ruin your life, okay, don't work on not complaining. But if you could feel that complaining is, oh, like, I can complain whenever I want to. Complaining is all right. It's fine. And like I said, the average person complains between 15 to 30 times a day. Do you fall in that category? Are you the average person? If you're not the average person, you got to watch how about complaining. Because some people just like you want to complain and you know you shouldn't. Because even I feel like that. Because earlier the computer that I was using was so slow, and I was getting upset, and I was going to complain, and then I'm like, oh, I have to not complain, because I'd be lying to myself and to others if I'm telling people not to complain, and I'm doing it. So I have to watch myself, too. We have to all watch ourselves. We have to have accountability partners, because complaining is going to keep trying to sneak in. And it says in the Bible, the Word of God, and some of you might not be Christian, but I am, and if that offends you, I'm sorry, but that's what I believe. In the Bible, it says, when a spirit is cast out, and so the spirit of complaining, once it's out of you, it's going to go and look for a place to go. It's not going to find anything. So it finds your body with no more complaining in it. So complaining is going to come back to your body with more spirits that, let's say, lying, cheating, stealing. Seven more of those spirits are going to come back stronger than complaining. So you have to make sure, once you get rid of complaining, you got to fill it with something else. You got to fill it with something good. Because if you don't, you got to fill it with a good attitude. You got to fill it with positivity. You got to fill it with everything that's good. Because when you fill your heart with things that are good, it's harder for negative things to come back into your life. You might say, okay, Spencer, well, you might be wondering if you were born complaining. Sadly, no. As babies, we couldn't complain. Our parents wouldn't understand us. But because of the world that we live in, the flawed world that we live in, we are programmed to complain since the day we were born. I mean, we are just so conditioned to complain that most of us have no idea how much we whine about our lives. It's sad. We often, like I said, we complain about things we can't control. And when we complain, we just feel better right away. But in the end, we feel bad once again. So we have to make that choice. Not complain, feel happy, or complain temporary happiness, and then for the rest of the day, you feel sad and gloomy. That's how it works. because it also says in the Bible, sin feels pleasurable for a moment, but in the end, it leads to pain. So, I'm just paraphrasing it, but so you have to not complain, because when you complain, it's going to feel good, but in the end, it's going to bite you like a serpent, and that's not fun at all. So, complaining or not complaining? To complain or not to complain? To speak positive or not to speak positive? To tell the truth or to lie? You have to make that choice. Are you going to do the things that a positive person does, like a positive role model? Is not working on not complaining, not lying, not cheating, not stealing, not slandering other people, communicating, working as a team? Are you going to do what a negative role model does? Complain, lie, cheat, steal, slander other people, not work as a team, try and be a one-man show? You got to make that choice. Because without you, if you just let your life go be as it is, nothing is going to be good. You got to make the choice. Work as a team toward, because look, we had a 10-day challenge we had given out that to see who could work as a team player for just 10 days. We're going to reenact that this time for 30 days. And not just be working as a team player. We're going to work on telling the truth, not cheating, not stealing, not speaking bad about other people, but instead, as a team player, we work on not complaining, not lying, not cheating, not stealing. And look, every time you mess up, you lie, you cheat, you steal, you complain, even if you're on day 29 of day 30, you have to start all the way at day 1. And it's going to take a long time for you to get to 30 days. So let's start tonight. As soon as this call is over, your 30 days has begun. So we have to be accountability partners. Whenever we're on Facebook, tell us every day. Tell us how I've been working as a team player. And tell us what achievements you've done as working as a team player. And every time you mess up, it's okay. Because look, I mess up too. All of us mess up. It's okay. But don't worry. We're here to help you. The family's here to help you. You need to sit your parents down, your brothers, your sisters. You need to say, family, look, I need you to be my accountability partners. I need you to just, every time I lie, cheat, steal, complain, murmur, whatever I do, I need you to tell me, hey, you did this. We got to start over again. Until the 30 days are up, don't try and do anything by yourself. You need to work as a team. And you might be saying, Spencer, but sometimes when I complain, I'm complaining about the truth. Well, these might be problems you're encountering, but complaining only makes those problems worse. So, seriously, when you complain, that problem becomes worse, and it's going to seem like your life is becoming worse. But it's not. All it is just, it's a little trial to see, it's God telling us or testing us to see, are they going to complain? Are they going to do it? What are they going to do? It's just God testing us to see if we're going to complain or not. It's just little trials and tribulations. But don't worry, you're always going to get over it. We're going through the fire, but one day we're going to be on the other side of the fire. We're on the bridge. We keep crossing over the bridge of complaining and not complaining. You need to cross over to the side of not complaining and burn the bridge so you can't go back over to complaining. Because that bridge is way too long for you to swim, way too long for you to drive. You can't go back over. That gap is too big. Stay on the side of not complaining. Now, you might be wondering, how can I stop complaining? Like I said on that website, it said the first step is not to complain. Now, you're going to say, well, that's too hard. You're going to want to complain. One thing that my mom and dad helped me with last year, and I still do it, is they had sat Alyssa and I down and said, okay, kids, we're going to do something as accountability. What we did, we put a rubber band on our arm, and every time we complained, we'd pop ourselves with the rubber band. Please don't do it unless get your parents' permission first before you do it. And we did that to be accountable. And we did it for 90 days, and it changed us. It helped us to stop complaining as much as we did before. So if you want to work on it, trust me, it works. If you want to stop complaining as much as you do today or tonight, trust me, work on that. Do it with your parents, do it with your team, and it will work. It'll change your team, it'll change your family, it will change your life. And I, like I said, we're going to have a 30-day complaint-free experiment. And Reverend Will Bowen of One Community Spiritual Center in Kansas, he had challenged his congregation to go 21 days without complaining to create a habit of gratitude. And he had done that. He had done research, and he found out that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. What if, okay, question, what have you done in the last 21 days? You might not remember, but go back, you need to backtrack. Like, well, okay, what have I done in the past 21 days? Have I done good? Have I done bad? There's no middle ground. You can't say you've done okay. You've either done good or you've done bad. So you have to decide. So what you've done in the past 21 days has created a habit. But so from tonight to the next 21 days, you're going to create a new habit of not complaining. But we're going to go for 30 days to create a new habit. Not just because when you do the 21 days, you can drop right back. 30 days, we're going to start hammering it in. And after the 30 days, you're going to keep going over that 30-day experiment. Like, oh, I just want to keep doing it over and over and over again. Because you're going to notice, like, man, I'm not complaining as much. Maybe if I keep doing it, I'll stop complaining. And a lot of people will stop complaining. All right, you might be saying, okay, well, give me a story then. All right, I will give you a story. In the Bible, people complained. They complained about Moses. The people of Israel complained about the, they were saying, like, God is not answering us. We're out here in the wilderness. We've been out here for so long, and God is not helping us. So they went to Moses' brother Aaron and said, Aaron, make us an idol. They complained. And what did God have to have? He had to wipe them off because they complained. Complaining, murmuring, and whining destroys you. It's not good to do any of those three things. When you murmur, you complain, you talk bad about other people, bad happens to you. If you go in the Bible and check, if you look in pop culture, if you look in history, whenever that people do things like that, bad happens. Now, if you were someone on a ship, it'd be called something, complaining, murmuring, and whining would be called mutiny. Mutiny is when members of the crew on a ship decide to revolt, don't want to listen to commands. And usually when they revolt, what they do, they will attack the leadership or they get sent off by themselves on a deserted island. And I know you don't want that to happen to you. So let's say we're on the ship of success and someone is trying to cause mutiny. Are you going to go along with them to be sent to that deserted island of 98%? Or are you going to be stay on the ship of success towards freedom, towards a better life? It all depends on what you want to do. So let's give an example of what to do without complaining. Wear a ring, bracelet, or rubber band or something on your wrist to remind you of the challenge. And if you complain, switch the ring or whatever the object is to the other hand. So let's say you have the ring on your right hand, you need to change it to your left hand and start over at day one. So even if you complain on, let's say, day 25, you got to go all the way back to day one. And let's go back to history. In the Bible, whenever the people of Israel complained, God said to Moses, when they complain, I will add years to it. So they stayed out in the wilderness and circled Mount Sinai for 40 years because they complained. So are you going to be like the children of Israel and stay out in the desert for 40 years and complain? That's sad. They stayed out in the desert for 40 years and complained. Now, during this 30-day experiment, don't be hard on yourself if you complain. You're trying to change a habit that is so deeply ingrained in you. It doesn't matter how old you are. You could be 5 and complaining has been so ingrained into you, it's going to be hard to get rid of it. And when you're an adult, it's going to seem even harder because that complaining habit has been so long ingrained into you. So it's going to be harder to dig it out. Because someone had given us an essay and it had said, the story of a man who had wanted to have his son get rid of a bad habit. So a wise man had taken the man's son through a garden, and he had said, pull out this plant. The young man had pulled out several plants, and then the wise man told him to pull up the tree. He grasped the tree with both hands and tried to pull it out, and he couldn't. And he had said, it's impossible. And then the wise man said, that's how it is with habits. Because look, you and I cannot just go to a large oak tree, and try and pull it out with our bare hands. We'll never be able to pull it out. They have to use machinery, and sometimes they will never get out the entire tree, because that's how it's been. The older we get, the longer we complain, the longer we do bad habits, the more it gets ingrained in us, and so it's harder to pull out. But with good habits, the deeper it gets ingrained into us, you can't pull it out. So you got to make a choice. Do good habits, stay in the ground where no one can pull you out. Because right now, since we're all young, we're seeds. And as seeds, we're basically soil, and people put good seeds and bad seeds into our life. And sometimes we put those seeds into our life. I put seeds into my life. People have put seeds in my life. But it's up to us to reject it and to accept it. Write this down. Whatever I reject or accept will change my life permanently. So if you accept being a team leader, you're going to be a team leader and a positive one. It depends on what type of team leader you are. If you're a positive team leader, you're going to be a positive team leader. You're going to be known. But if you're a negative team leader, you're still going to be known, but in a bad way. All right. And I'm going to say it again. Whatever I accept or reject will change my life forever. All right, I'm going to go back again and tell you another story. Recently, my school made a science project of making a cell. And when we were putting it together, some of the compartments of the cell, we had put it into the thing, into the body of the cell, and it kept rising up. Now, I'm going to use that thing and talk about our lives. Our lives are like that cell, and which was made out of Jell-O. And every time we push the ingredients down, sometimes it rose back up. We are the Jell-O. And every time people try to push those negative things into us, we have to push it out. We have to get it out of us. Because if we let it stay in us, bad's going to happen. And by the end of that day, that cell looked basically, it looked ugly. Now, I'm going to take that cell. When we first made it, it looked nice. It looked beautiful. That's how we are when we're young. We might have some bad habits, but it hasn't been that bad. So then, as we get older, our life starts getting cut. People start cutting up our lives like we did that cell and start taking things away. And then we start looking decrepit because the bad habits are eating away at us. And when you let bad habits eat away at you, you're going to ruin your life. And when you get married, if you get married, it's going to ruin the lives of your kids, their kids, and their kids. So you got to make a choice. Ruin your life now and then mess up the lives of your children's children's children. Work on having a positive life, being a positive role model, and have your children's children, be positive role models in the world ahead of us. We have to be positive role models. We got to be world changers. We got to be world leaders. If you want to be a world leader, you got to be success-minded. You have to be success-oriented. You have to be focused, because team players are focused. And look, I'm going to go to sports. Look at football. When they don't play as a team, when they lose and when they complain the next game, they usually might not win, or they might end up almost at a tie and lose. So you have to be that team player. You got to work as a team. And I got this from a movie called Facing the Giants. It's something that you really must learn. When you win, praise him. When you lose, still praise him. When you lose, you got to be happy. When you win, you still got to be happy. When bad things happen, be happy. Be encouraged. Be positive. When negative things happen, stay positive. And everyone, look, people are going to say, what's wrong with you? Something bad happened, and you're still positive about it? You could say, this is what I want you to say, and please write it down. I'm staying positive because if I be negative, I'm going to mess up the lives of my children's children, and I don't want to mess it up. So, like I said, please write it down. And I just want you to write it down in simple form so you can always remember it. You're going to write down this. Me complain equals messing up lives of children's children's children. Me not complaining equals positive life of children's children's children. Once you have that written down, you need to memorize that and tell that to people. Whenever something bad happens and they say, what's wrong with you? Something bad just happened. Let's say, for example, what's the matter with you? Your dog just died. Why are you so happy about it? You could say, well, I have a reason. Me being negative equals negative my children's children's children being negative. Me being positive about life and about everything means positive life. Means a positive life for my children's children's children. So are you going to stay negative or are you going to be positive? You say that, that person is going to be speechless. They won't be able to say anything. They won't even be able to say but. They're just going to walk away and be like, I don't want to be around you. People are not going to want to be around you because you're being positive. People love to be negative because of the world that we live in. So much negative happens that we like to be negative. And some of you might say, oh, well, I don't like to be negative. But sadly, because of the world that we live in, things that are happening, we end up being negative. So you have to hope for the best. Work towards being the best. Don't just plan for being average. Plan for being a non-complainer. Plan for being a non-liar, a non-cheater, a non-stealer, a non-negative person. Plan towards being a positive person, a positive role model, a positive leader, a positive in any area of your life. So if you want to just succeed in every area of your life, my friends, this is from my family to you. I, Alyssa, my parents are here to help you. The entire team is here to help you. Go to facebook.com/teamsofhonor, and we will talk with you. If you need to talk with us personally, call 757-828-6705, and we will be there to encourage you. Because you can't be a one-man show. I read this quote, and it said, no one can whistle a symphony, but with an entire orchestra, it'll sound beautiful. But so what are you going to do? Are you going to try to whistle the entire symphony by yourself? Because how are you going to play the strings? How are you going to play the bass? How are you going to play the cymbals? You can't even whistle all that. You need an entire orchestra to play that with you. We are going to be your orchestra. We are going to work with you. We're going to be your accountability partners. You can call us if you need help. So if you're ready for change, if you're ready for a positive life, get on the journey with me. Get in the car. We're in the car, and we're driving towards success. We're driving towards the other side. And once we cross that bridge of non-complaining, we're going to burn that bridge. We're going to destroy it. We're going to destroy every rock, every stone, every brick, whatever we use to build that bridge. We're going to destroy it till we can't find any particles left so that we can never take those particles and rebuild that bridge. So if you're with me, we need to be alive in spirit. We need to be hopeful because if we hope, life will be positive. Life will be great. So we're going to go on break now. And like I said, I'm going to be your accountability partner. Stay with us.
Wow, wow, wow. That is all I can say. Spencer, thank you so much for being here, taking the time out of your schedule to share about not complaining, because that is really a message that needs to be spoken. I hope that all of you tonight were sitting down taking notes. I have 3 pages of notes right now, and we just got started. This is just the first half. Don't settle for less. Don't be mediocre with this. Listen to Spencer. He's speaking truth. He's telling you the truth. Listen, take notes. Don't be closed-minded. Be open to what he has to say and listen to him, because he's giving out wealth of information. So, have hope. Stay hopeful. Be grateful.
She was more than just a girl from a small town. She had dreams of doing something big. Seems so strange that in a single phone call, she could go from being happy to sick. She could have believed that. That would have been the end.
Ready for hope to come alive. If you're ready for your hope, your dreams, your passions to come alive, this is the call for you. This is the Teens of Honor call. We thank you so much for being on tonight. And I'm just grateful that I get to introduce the next speaker on tonight's call, who is my team member, my team player, my best friend, my peep, Alyssa Russell, my sister. She's beautiful. She's not looking for guys. And she is a multi-talented person. She plays the piano, the violin. She swims. She sings. Loves her family. Loves her God. Loves you. Loves talking with you. Loves being able to see your faces on Facebook, to be able to just chat with us. And so, thank you, Alyssa, for being on tonight, to be able to speak to me, to speak to all of us tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, with a warm round of applause, give it up for my sister, Alyssa Russell.
Wow, thank you so much, Spencer. I honor you, and I just totally appreciate you for being here, sharing this spotlight with me, and just being on the call with me. And thank you for running with Teens of Honor. Thank you for being a part of the team, the staff, and doing everything that you do. For the first half of the call, thank you for sharing those words. It was jam-packed, amazing. I can't even express it in words. It was so great how much you shared. My brain was not processing fast enough to write all the wealth of information that you were sharing. And that's why I'm going to buy the recording of tonight's call, so that way I can be able to go back and listen to this call, because trust me, I know I will need it, especially if we're going to do that 30-day challenge of not complaining. You all need to get this call. Buy the recording on teensofhonor.weebly.com, so that way you can be up to date and always remember, oops, I complain. I got to go back to day one, and that way it will keep you from complaining. And this will be your accountability partner, as well as joining us on Facebook, calling us and speaking with us and talking with us on our Facebook page and just staying plugged in. But thank you so much for being here. And like Spencer was talking about complaining, I'm going to talk about complaining. Tonight's topic is the cost of complaining. Complaining has a cost to it. Just like if you steal, there's a cost of having to replace the item that you stole and possibly going to jail. If you kill, going to jail, there's a consequence. There's a cost. It costs you your freedom. It costs you your rights. And complaining has a cost. Complaining in the dictionary, I was looking it up just to see what it meant. Complaining means to express grief, pain, or discontent. Now, I don't care about the pain. I'm not worrying about the pain. I'm not even talking about the grief. But think about discontent. What does discontent mean? Discontent is not being grateful for what you have, not even thinking or being thankful, always being grumpy and having a downcast attitude about everything? To make a formal accusation or charge, that's all that complaining means. So we're always accusing ourselves or accusing others or charging others with complaining and talking bad against people by complaining. And our complaints, it costs us in the long run. And even like Spencer said, you might have temporary happiness. It gives you the feeling of temporary happiness, but it does not give you long-term happiness. Even if you complain with something now, you might feel good and satisfied. Oh, okay, it's gone. But then days, minutes, hours, years, months down the road, you feel bad about the complaining that you did a long time ago or even minutes ago. Stop complaining. It has a cost to it in the future. Complaining, it damages your health and it gives you a negative attitude. So if you complain, you end up with bad health, bad attitude, die young. It's a bad cost to when you complain. Philippians 2:14 through 16 says, "Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain." Christ does not even Jesus Christ in heaven wants us to complain. Think of that verse. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. It makes you just blameless. It makes you, not blameless, it blame on you. It brings consequences. It costs you your health and your life. Do everything without grumbling or complaining, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you, not others, but you, will shine like among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that it is not run or labor in vain. God says that to us. He said, do not murmur, whine, complain, grumble, or arguing. In other versions, it says, do everything without grumbling or questioning. So, teens, young adults, adults, parents, listen, do not complain. Especially the adults. If you have children in the home, or you teach children, or you're around children, which all of us are, but especially if you're an adult, children do not look at somebody that's older and they don't say the words that you say, but they do the things that you do. So if you're always complaining, if you're always arguing, if you're always being downcast and doing things that are wrong, you're going to pass the consequence that complaining has. So if you don't reap the consequence, somebody else down the road will reap the consequence. So like Spencer said, you have to memorize this. Complaining now equals, what is it equal? Complaining now equals bad health, messing up the lives of future generations. Not complaining, having a heart of gratitude and thankfulness, it does not mess up the lives of future generations, and it helps them to learn how to be thankful and grateful for what they have. This generation, it's so sad to say this, but our generation has learned to adopt complaining into our physical bodies and our physical characteristics. Our bodies were not designed to complain. Complaining makes us decrepit, it breaks down our bodies, and it brings bad health and bad attitudes upon us. And complaining is something that we have to learn to eradicate. That means to get rid of. I said complaining cost. What does complaining cost? You, your life, your family, business, school, what does it cost you? Before we go into that, think about this. If you're saying, but do I have to? Or if you're saying, I wish I didn't have to do blah, blah, blah. Can't I just, I don't want to, but mom, but dad, but Mrs. So-and-so, but Mr., but they got away with it. Why do I have to? Those are words, just a few forms of complaining. Complaining can cost you. It can cost you from getting a promotion at your job. It can cost you from getting better grades in school. It can even cost you a relationship between your parents, between your family, between your friends, and even with God. All that complaining, where does it get you? It gets you hatred from others, no favor, no promotion, bad grades, bad relationships, bad health, bad, 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 bad. There's no good if you complain. Complaining, if some of you are stressed out, or if you feel jealous, or you're always angry, that is also a cost from complaining. If you are ready to live in peace, if you want to live in harmony, live peaceably with all men, if you don't want to have bad health in the future, if you don't want your children or your grandchildren or your great-grandchildren to complain, to die young, if you don't want to see them fail in life, then you have to stop complaining. Then you have to set the example and move up. This complaining is a very low level of leadership, my friends. If you want to be a leader at school, at home, at work, if you want to be a leader in your circumstances, if you are tired of seeing this bad everywhere around you, then stop complaining. If you are tired of seeing sickness and horrible relationships and horrible grades and horrible stuff happening at work, stop complaining and just see where it will get you. Stop complaining and see if you will succeed. I challenge you. Spencer, challenge you. Take 30 days. Be a team player, no more complaining. And like he said, if you complain, you have to start all the way over again from those 30 days. So it doesn't matter if you're at day 29. You only have one more day left. If you complain on day 29, you have to go all the way back to day 1. So it might take you 60 days. It might take you 90 days. It might take you 120 days. How serious are you about cutting out the stress, cutting out jealousy of others, cutting out the anger, cutting out the bitterness, cutting out the resentment, cutting out the complaining out of your life so that you can succeed, so that you can excel in life, excel in your finances, excel in your school, excel in your job, just excel and just be the person that God created you to be? How serious are you about getting there? My friends, sadly, most of us, and maybe even all of us, have been programmed to be complaining people. We have been trained. We have been groomed in an environment and in a generation that has taught us to complain. It doesn't have to be your parents. It doesn't have to be your school that taught you to complain. But just living here on planet Earth has taught you to complain. TV and computers and just things and circumstances has taught us to complain. And complaining creates stress. If you are sick and tired of seeing stress popping up everywhere in your life, if you don't want to create stress later on down the road, stop complaining. You might be 10, you might be 11, you might be 13, you might be 16, you might be 20, you might be 50, but stop complaining and see how your life will turn around. It might make a 180, it might even do a whole 360. Stop complaining and see where it will get you. We need to be aware, and we need to learn to be aware of our complaining, and we need to learn to catch ourselves and say, oh, nope, nope. Stop, think before you speak. Stop. Like, if you think you're about to complain, if you stop before you complain, and you think about it, is this complaining? Don't say it. If you think in your head, this might be complaining, don't say it, because then it's complaining. If you're thinking, well, if I say, but Mom, that's complaining. Stop before you say, but Mom, but Dad, but do I have to? Before you say that, think, uh-oh, I don't want to start my 30 days over again. Let me not say that. And instead, say, yes, I'll be great. Yes, I'll be willing to do that. Yes, I will do that for you. Yes, I will do that. Yes, ma'am, I will do that. No, sir. Yes, ma'am, no, sir. You know, things like that will help cut out complaining. And even Spencer said it, it can be very difficult to stop complaining, because especially if you're older, than 6, it's really hard to break habits, because it's proven, children, not even just children, but people in general, by age 7, they are set in their ways for the rest of their lives. So if you have bad habits like complaining, if you have a bad attitude, then it's stuck with you from 7 to whenever you die. Let's do our best. Let's start that 30 days right now tonight to stop complaining, to say, you know what, even though I passed age 7 and it's stuck in me, let me do my best to erase the characteristic of complaining. Let me do my best to stop complaining. Let me do my best to not let complaining be a part of my everyday life. You know, if you complain during this challenge, you must start the 30 days over again. You must. There's no options. You must start it over again. Friends, commit yourself to 30 days without complaining. Commit yourself to 30 days of having an attitude of gratitude. Commit yourself just to 30 days. I'm not saying a whole year. I'm not even saying 90 days. 30 days. Just do your best. No complaining. And trust me, Spencer and I even have to do this. We even have to remind ourselves, no complaining. I have to remind him. He has to remind me. We have to remind our parents. Our parents have to remind us. No complaining. Where does complaining get you? It gets you nowhere. It just gets you bad relationships, bad attitudes, gives you bad health. It gives you stress. It gives you anger. It gives you bitterness. If you don't want to be bitter and angry for the rest of your life, then this is what you have to do. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Stop being comfortable with complaining. Step up. Stop. Don't settle for the second grade or even the third grade level of leadership. That's what complaining is. Step up and create a high school, no, not even a high school, a college level of leadership. Step up and be a big person with your attitude. Be big. Don't just settle for complaining. Don't settle for what's easy. And complaining, it is very easy to complain. And we have been so conditioned to do it, sometimes it comes out of our mouth and we don't even realize it. We have to train ourselves. Like Spencer said, 21 days to start a habit. But this challenge is 30 days long. So that means we're going to have that attitude and we're going to have that so conditioned in our minds to not complain, to not complain, to not be grumpy, to show thankfulness, gratefulness in everything that we do. Spencer said this. He said, no complaining. He said, don't settle for complaining. Rise up. Step up. Because if you complain, where does it get you? It creates a system of complaining for the next generation and your children's children's children. So stop complaining like everybody else and be the opposite of the 98% that are complaining, and be the 2%er that is not complaining about their circumstances, that is not complaining about their lives, that is not complaining about their finances, that is not complaining about their current situation, but that is stepping up and taking action towards becoming successful, that is stepping up to becoming a person that has attitude of gratitude, to stepping up to becoming a person that has a good attitude about their circumstances, about their lives, and about their situations. Like I said at the beginning, Philippians 2:14-16, do everything, not some things, but do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. Adopt that scripture to your everyday life. Let that scripture encourage you to not complain. Let that scripture help you on this 30-day experiment of not complaining, of not settling for less. It has been such an honor spending the past hour with you. Can you believe that? It's been from 7 to 8 p.m. talking with you. It's been an honor and a pleasure speaking with you. And we hope that you really make the right decision tonight to stick to the track of success, to stay on the road to success, of not complaining, to show an attitude of gratitude, to be thankful for what you have, if it's a positive outcome or if it's a negative outcome, with you being grateful for what you have, for you showing thanks, giving thanks. Let us commit ourselves to the 30-day challenge. No whining, no complaining, just gratefulness, just an attitude of gratitude. Thank you for joining us. We so appreciate you. And we know that you can do it. Come and join us on our Facebook page, Teens of Honor, facebook.com/TEENSOFHONOR. That's the link that you can go on the internet and type in, facebook.com/Teens of Honor, no spaces. Come on and join us and say, I'm committing to the 30-day challenge of no complaining, no murmuring, whining, or complaining. And every day, we're going to be getting on with you and sharing with you progress of our progress of not complaining. And then we want you to come on and say, I have not complained for this amount of days, and I have, let's say, 5 more days to go, 10 more days to go. I haven't complained for the 30-day challenge. Okay? Tonight, if tonight helped you in any way, or if you have a friend or a family member or a brother or a sister or a cousin or an aunt or an uncle that you know this call can help, go on to teensofhonor.weebly.com. Spencer has been so diligent about editing that website. That website was made specifically for you to help you succeed in everything that we speak about. Go on to the page that says pre-order calls and buy tonight's call recording. The calls are archived, but you have to purchase them. So on that page, it's only a pre-order, so you need to call our number, 757-828-6705. Again, that is 757-828-6705. Or you could email us at teensofhonor@gmail.com and get on the Facebook page and get on the website and submit that pre-order form and then call us at 757-828-6705 to purchase that call. Because if you don't purchase it, if you only send in the pre-order form, you will not get the call. So you have to send in the pre-order form and then call us to submit your payment so that way we can get you the call as quickly as possible. If you feel like you might forget about when we talked about not complaining, if you think notes are not enough, go to teensofhonor.weebly.com, teensofhonor.weebly.com, and buy the call recording of tonight. Also, ladies, listen up. I have a special announcement to make. On the Teens of Honor website, you need to go over and click the Leaders of Honor blog. If you go ahead and start looking through that blog, you will see a picture to the right-hand side that says Jewels by Alyssa. It is special handmade jewelry that is made by a young entrepreneur. It's actually a picture of a beautiful young lady in purple. It's a purple, black and purple picture. Click on that picture, go over to that link, click it, and buy Jewels by Alyssa jewelry. I'm telling you, if you get that jewelry, there's no words to express it because that jewelry is handmade, handcrafted. You get it quickly. And they have profound people skills. They follow up with you. They make you feel special and important buying the jewelry, and it's created for you, for your personality, to go with your wardrobe. It's superb. So, I know I said a lot tonight, but I know you are going to get that recording, and you will be able to listen to the call recording. And you can't forget this. Tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, Teens of Honor is having a prayer call. So if you need to be prayed for, if you have a prayer request that you need to share, join us. It's an open prayer line. It's exactly this same number, 218-632-0174, PIN 537-001, pound. It's the same exact number that you used to call in tonight. Join us on the prayer call tomorrow. It's an open prayer line, so we will be praying, other people will be praying, sharing their prayer requests. get on, hear the prayers. It's at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and we carry on till 6:30, like we did last week. We went on till 7. We go until the Spirit of the Lord leaves. So join us tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. And thank you so much for meeting with us tonight. We love you. We appreciate you. And it was such an honor to be speaking with you. And we hope that all of you are buying that call recording so you can remember not to complain and to have an attitude of gratitude. So thank you for joining us tonight, and we are ending tonight's call. So as we open up the lines, we want to hear you say, this is going to be the greatest 30 days of not complaining, and good night. So 1, 2... All right, go ahead, say good night and say this. I'm committing myself to the 30-day challenge of not murmur, whining, and complaining.
I will not murmur, whine, or complain for the next 30 days.
I will not murmur, whine, or complain for the next 30 days. Good night, everybody.